Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. economy took a turn backwards in the first 3 months of this year. The Commerce Department on Thursday reported the gross domestic product shrank by 1.4%. Experts were expecting a small growth. Chris Zaccarelli, Chief Investment Officer for the Independent Advisor Alliance, said today's shock drop of the GDP is a wake-up call if the economy is not as strong as we all thought. End quote. Department of Homeland Security Secretary is Cuban-born Alejandro Mayorkas. He's being grilled by lawmakers this week as his job to secure the U.S.-Mexico border has been unsuccessful. President Trump's wall would have been completed by now had President Biden not stopped the project. Mr. Mayorkas on Wednesday.
We inherited a broken and dismantled system that is already under strain. It is not built to manage the current levels and types of migratory flows. Only Congress can fix us.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The USFL Football League will have four games this weekend, two on Saturday and two on Sunday. A new bill in Tennessee will levy a hefty toll if a DUI results in a parent's death.
A Tennessee bill requiring drunk drivers in a deadly crash to pay child support if the victim was a parent is one step closer to becoming a reality. Cecilia Williams, who is now raising her grandchildren after losing her son to a drunk driver, believes drunk drivers who have killed someone in a crash can afford to pay up.
If you can afford to go out and drink and drive all the time, and you can afford to take that possibility of killing someone, then you can afford the consequences that are set ahead.
The Tennessee House and Senate have passed a bill that would have the driver paying the restitution until each child reaches 18 and has graduated from high school. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Trevor Reed had been in a Russian jail since 2019. He was traded for a Russian drug smuggler Wednesday in a deal between the United States and Russian governments. According to parents Joey and Paula Reed, their son was poorly treated in prison and appeared to have contracted tuberculosis. There's talk this week in Washington that President Biden wants to forgive student debt to the tune of $1.7 trillion. Don't worry, the debt will be paid, and the Biden administration wants you, the American taxpayer, to pick up the tab. Arkansas gubernatorial candidate and former White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders on Fox News lets Biden have it.
And not only has Joe Biden declared war on the energy sector, frankly, he's declared war on the American family. Every single thing this man and his administration touch, they absolutely destroy. It's no surprise that his numbers are in the tank because American families are hurting. They're hurting when they go to the gas pump, when they go to the grocery store, and now he wants to kick them in the teeth with another huge bailout by the government. It's absolute socialism, plain and simple. This idea that we are going to forgive all student loan debt and put that on the backs of hardworking Americans is absolutely crazy. $13,000 more of debt to every single American family, that is crazy. And they continue to hurt American families at every single turn.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user. $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dan Perkins joins us now, the nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author, columnist, syndicated radio host. Hey, Dan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Looking forward to our conversation. Lots to catch up on. Our GDP, not so bueno. Probably within the realm of what Barack Obama thought it should be, a little shorter, you know, I think with 1.4. Obama, on his departure, if you recall, the best he could hope for, he said that basically where America was at, maybe 1.8, that's about it, less than 2%. Donald Trump talking about 3% or 4% GDP was absolutely ludicrous. He didn't know what he was talking about. Well, the proof's in the pudding, and we know who was talking and who knew what they were talking about. And so here we are, basically a third term of Obama-Biden, and, you know, Joe missed the number a little bit. He's a little below 1.4, but I'm sure in Barack Obama's terms, that's acceptable.
But the 1.4 bill was negative.
Right.
So what we have, when we have a situation, we are on the cusp of stagflation. We have 8.5% inflation, and we had a negative 1.4% GDP in the first quarter, and stagflation is defined as two consecutive quarters of negative growth in GDP and rising inflation. So we have one quarter under our belt, 1.4 negative. The next 90 days doesn't look like it's going to turn around. It could actually get worse. So we could have a replay of Jimmy Carter, stagflation. We had
exactly
inflation and no growth or negative growth in the economy. And that's where we're headed into the midterm elections.
And there doesn't seem to be any understanding or any idea that this administration is going to reverse course. They're just hell-bound to keep moving things forward. Hey, we'll print more money. You know, inflation is there. It's a necessary evil in order for him to realize one way or another his Build Back Better program or green agenda, right?
Yeah. I mean, there was an article this morning where how much of the money that was appropriated in COVID relief, the $1.2 trillion, how much has gone in major blue states for the implementation of critical race theory in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Had nothing to do with COVID.
Yeah, this is all a huge bait-and-switch program on the American taxpayer. And, of course, how much of that money still is out there that hasn't even been allocated? It's just... I don't know, in somebody's coffers or, you know, what's going on. It's just stagnant there. And, you know, just like the rest of America and corporate America is doing, is they're batting down the, you know, the hatches here because they see a tsunami coming.
Well, there was another report came out this morning about an oil refinery in Houston that was closing. And it was, I think, the sixth refinery that's went offline in the United States in the last 12 months. Six refineries. This particular refinery was doing about 300,000 barrels a day of crude oil processing. And so what's going to happen, Bill, as these refineries are shut down because of the requirements imposed on them by the Biden administration, EPA, what we're going to see is a continued increase in the cost of gasoline, regardless of whether or not crude oil prices go to $150 a barrel. We're looking at supply and demand, and as supply is being taken out of the market because of the regulations imposed on the industry by the Biden administration, less supply. We were and may still be importing about 21% of our gasoline consumption came from Russia. Now, when the president told us that he was no longer going to buy Russian crude oil or finished products, he gave the Russians a 6-week window before it would go into effect. So for 6 weeks, we were continuing to fund by the purchases of Russian crude oil and finished products his war effort against Ukraine. And nobody reported that, or very few people reported that in the media. So we're not able, for whatever the reason is, we can't come clean with the American people. We can't seem to tell them what the hell is really going on. Mm-hmm. Maybe this
It's Joe Biden and the Democrats, and of course in a cabal with the mainstream media, because the mainstream media is aware of this. I mean, and they just choose not to report on it because it's bad news, and you know, at every turn, it's no wonder that there's this anticipated shellacking that should take place, deservedly so, in the midterms, because the Democrats have not earned the position to be in charge. They have been fully in charge throughout this ordeal, and they can only blame COVID so long. I mean, initially it was blaming Trevor. You had to blame Trump for everything. Every once in a while you still hear, you know, a MAGA hat or a Trump blame, you know, thrown out there, a little shade, little Trump shade. You know, now it's Putin. It's the war in Ukraine. It has nothing to do. But the American people, according to Rasmussen, as you know, Dan, they get it. In majority type numbers, this is why the president's poll numbers have fallen down, is that he can't lie enough. You know, there's just not enough lies to go around, and the mainstream media is checking out, and even social media now with Elon Musk taking over Twitter. I mean, this is going to be an interesting dynamic, although the Department of Homeland Security says, oh, we got an answer for that. We can fix that. So we're going to have our own moderation, you know, monitor panels of, you know, of news and information. So now it's going to be, as if it wasn't before, a government-operated media. Now it truly is going to be a government-operated media regulation center bureaucracy that we the people get to pay for.
Yeah, absolutely correct. And what we found out was that yesterday it was reported that a left-wing group was petitioning the FCC saying that they should block the purchase of Tesla by Tesla and Elon Musk of Twitter because they own a communication system controls communications between the spaceships and cars and things like that, and the FCC commissioner said, not a chance, not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So they're trying everything they possibly can to stop this from happening because they understand the ramification of a free town square, and
exactly.
They don't want it.
Well, it's putting everybody on notice here, and my prayer, and I know this is, you know, will be realized quite a bit, because now Elon Musk is opening it up to 100% of the universe, whereas before Twitter had squelched it down and had less and less participation because people said, I've had enough of this. So why do conservatives want to be involved? Now it's an open field, and Elon Musk is following the Michael Jordan policy process that understands that even Republicans buy tennis shoes, right? And even Republicans and conservatives get involved in Twitter.
Yes, and the reality here is that...
I'll tell you what, Dan, we got to go to break. Stay with us. We got more from Dan after this.
The extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and Dan Perkins continues with us, the nationally recognized policy and energy expert. Dan, a lot, boy, I'll tell you, a lot's been talked about regarding Twitter, the purchase of Twitter by Elon Musk, $40 billion plus. Here it is, causing some issues, for the people and the culture. And I think, what people aren't talking about, you and I are businessmen, so we understand this dynamic, that it's not going to be, just lickety-split real easy for Elon Musk taking over, because you got moles in the company. You've got people who are used to doing it a certain way. And, if people are confused whatsoever, all they have to remember is let's go back not that long ago and watch those tapes of, Colonel Vindman, pitching a fit because somebody moved his cheese, And so he's going to have to deal with that. And additionally, of course, and now in the new corporate America world, you got to deal with the DEI officers that are going to be in charge, even under a privately held company, especially a company of this size. Some of these DEI insurgents, I call them, because they do little to really, grow the company. They're just the biggest pain, and they cause more problems and conflict and irritation in organizations. I see very little coming out that you could say would be positive with these DIA agents. What do you think? Am I off base on this?
No. And I think that the things were changing, but a lot of people couldn't put the pieces of the puzzle together to see what was going on. But let me help your audience a little bit. There are three companies that benefited, and this is going to sound strange, that benefited enormously because of the pandemic. And they were Amazon, Google, and Facebook. Mm-hmm. They had a corner in the market, and they were a license to print money, because people were sequestered in their homes, and they bought shops on Amazon, and they went to Facebook, or they went to Netflix or Google. But let me tell you what happened. The GDP number, which we just talked about a few moments ago in the first segment, that is what is called a lagging indicator, meaning it tells us what happened in the past, gives us no indication as to what is going to happen in the future. The stock market is a leading indicator. Mm-hmm. From January 1st to this morning, Amazon is off 25%. Google's off 21%, and Facebook is off 40%. Wow. And that didn't happen overnight. If you look at the chart of those three stocks, at the first of the year, they started their decline and just kept on going. That's telling us that the investors are looking at these bellwether stocks that did so well during the pandemic. The prospects don't look as good as they were before. And when you look at that and you say, if the economy's dropped 1.4% in the first quarter, corporate America is going to have to be very concerned about where it's going to get its profits. For example, with what's going on with Disney, the shareholders are in outrage at what Disney's trying to do and the arrogance that their corporate officers are taking. So Disney stock's getting pummeled. And they're going to have a lot to answer to at the shareholder meeting. So exactly. What's going to happen is all of these woke officers that you've been talked about, I think in many cases corporations and boards of directors are going to realize that their job, and it's a tough job right now going forward, because if we're in stagflation, revenue is going to be extremely important, and you can't alienate customers. You need every customer you can get. So these people are going to start losing their jobs, and the corporate America is going to begin to remember that their job is to make money for the shareholders, not to establish social policy. And that's where this next change is coming.
Mm-hmm. And maybe they can find their brand and redeem their brand along the way. I mean, Disney's just taken such a huge hit, over $40 billion, Dan, and this is the first pass of this. And, I don't know how long they can hold out to this. I imagine, like you said, the CEOs of these woke companies, if they want to know a little bit about the heat, maybe they can watch some of the video of what Mayorkas is having to deal with there on the Hill and trying to make sense out of a ridiculous, border policy that is opening the gate even more so. and putting our Border Patrol officers and our cities at risk. And there's no vision. There's no leadership there to give us any indication that this is going to be healed. Because meanwhile, you know, of course, we can give her a pass, and that is the border czar, who has done nothing. You know, she's never been to Spain, and I guess never been to the border yet either. Passed over it like a, you know, like a bullfighter. Olé. That's about it. But, you know, of course, her excuse is, you know, she can't be there right now because she's got the COVID.
Right. Yes, and she's been vaccinated and
boosted twice
and boosted. So you know, yeah. but the issue that you're raising is, I think, is extremely important, and that is that there's a revolution going on in the country, and a lot of people see it, but an awful lot of people don't see it, and they don't mm-hmm. see it coming. And when it comes, the magnitude of the revolution is going to be much higher than most people on the left are anticipating. You know, we're talking, well, maybe we'll lose as many seats as we lost with Barack Obama when we lost 63 in the House. We lose control of the House. But what if it's 163? Or what if it's 100? You know, those are numbers that they're not even thinking about. But I just believe, I'm working with, as an advisor on a couple of political campaigns, one person running for the Senate in Arkansas and another woman running for the 3rd Congressional District in the state of Washington. And I'm trying to help them with their messaging. And I'm saying the problem, and this is my opinion, Bill, so take it for what it's worth. The problem right now that politicians, especially Republicans, are facing is they can't focus. And what I mean they can't focus, there's so much stuff that they could be talking about, border, inflation, taxes, the war in Europe, all these things they could be talking about. But they're missing the point. The point is that over 200 million of Americans, when they drive into the gas station to buy gas, are looking at the price of gasoline and trying to figure out how much money they're going to have to feed their families. That is the bottom line for over 200 million people. And I'm saying it's important to talk about the other stuff, but right now you need to talk about food and fuel, because mm-hmm. fuel is a necessary evil, if you would, because you need fuel to get to work, to get the job, to get the money, to try and pay, to put food on the table. And those are the things. Mm-hmm. So I've got two candidates telling that story. And I had won the candidate for Senate in Arkansas. The first night he used it, he says it was the worst possible environment I've ever been in. They had state, local, and federal candidates running for office. There were 25 candidates. We had 2 minutes, and the PA system was terrible. And I told him to go out and buy an empty gallon jug of milk and an empty gallon gas can and take it there and put it on the podium. He says, I put it on the podium, and I asked the question, what are you spending when you go to the gas station to fill your pump? $50, $60, $70, $100 or more?
Mm-hmm.
How much money extra do you have to have to pay for that? And what are you coming from? What are you giving up on your household budget to pay for? Is it food? Something else? He said, I was inundated after the meeting. I had hundreds of people come up to me and say, that makes sense. I can understand that. And the rest of the candidates got nobody around them. And so I'm trying to help the Republicans understand, focus on a simple story. It was Bill Clinton's campaign manager who said, it's about the economy, stupid. Well, it's about the paycheck
exactly.
and the wallet. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the thing is, when it comes to food supply, Dan, boy, the horizon does not look real good when it comes to food supply. Some are suggesting food shortages like you and I have never seen in our lifetime.
Right. The last thing you said, it was extremely important because it applies to lots of things. There are generations of people who have never seen gas prices at these levels, inflation at these levels, and the shortage of food at these levels.
Exactly. Dan Perkins, we got to leave it there. Thank you, sir.
When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. but it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. economy took a turn backwards in the first 3 months of this year. The Commerce Department on Thursday reported the gross domestic product shrank by 1.4%. Experts were expecting a small growth. Chris Zaccarelli, Chief Investment Officer for the Independent Advisor Alliance, said today's shock drop of the GDP is a wake-up call if the economy is not as strong as we all thought. End quote. Department of Homeland Security Secretary is Cuban-born Alejandro Mayorkas. He's being grilled by lawmakers this week as his job to secure the U.S.-Mexico border has been unsuccessful. President Trump's wall would have been completed by now had President Biden not stopped the project. Mr. Mayorkas on Wednesday.
We inherited a broken and dismantled system that is already under strain. It is not built to manage the current levels and types of migratory flows. Only Congress can fix this.
USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Grateful for Dan Perkins and breaking down, you know, what is going on? You know, what things are that are happening and really the issues that are at hand. You know, so many things are coming at us. It's difficult to really handle it all. I mean, in this information age in which we live in, it's been said that we know a lot of what, but not so much of the why. And I think the why, you know, all boils down to power and control. And there are forces, and there have been, you know, longstanding forces from day one that have been antithetical to this American dream and freedom for the people. They just believe the people aren't smart enough, that we can't handle the truth, we can't handle the responsibility. And so they feel like Nancy Pelosi says, we're so fortunate to have these elected officials because they could be doing three or four other jobs. And I'm saying, well, based on the job they're doing, not too good. Let them go do the other jobs because, you know, the return on investment of their involvement in our government, I'm not seeing a lot of benefit here, ladies and gentlemen. And I know it sounds cynical, but here we are, $30 trillion in debt, and they keep coming up with ideas that hold us back and that sell out our resources, and somehow we're supposed to high-five and jump up and down and be excited about the future of America? Is that what this is all about? Well, Judd Dunning is back with us. He's the author of 13 and a Half Reasons Why Not to Be a Liberal and How to Enlighten Others, and he's the president of the CU Media Group. Judd, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Always great to be here, Bill. I'm great. God bless America. Thank you.
Well, you say that maybe we can breathe again. the masks have come off, suppressions end, but Dr. Fauci, you knew that it wasn't going to take long because the administration was preempted by a reasonable judge who said, oh, yeah, mask mandate. I don't see any mask. I don't see this in the Constitution. You guys are out of step here. So, you know, off with the mask. Everybody's cheering. And, of course, this is Judd. We knew this 2.5 years ago. But we had to go through this whole process, and the thing is now we have to be reorientated to freedom because we suspended reality. We subordinated our liberties to the ruling elite, and if we don't get on top of this, I mean, they're not going to stop here. And already you got Dr. Fauci, you know, first of all saying, well, we didn't need masks. Oh, you know, then he gets a call from, you know, Joe Biden and company and said, you're not supposed to talk like that. Let's get this squared away. So then he's got to walk things back. And, you know, he says, well, this pandemic is pretty well gone. Nope, got to walk that back, too. So so much for science having it all down and perfect, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the mask is a symbol. It's for Americans going on the teak. Like we've never gone before. It was PPP, EDD, and THC, and we normalized the dependency on the government, which is the communist, cultural Marxist wet dream. Mm-hmm. So they know it's compliance, and they know it's a symbol. And look, I think you're also in SoCal. The show's out of Huntington Beach, right?
No, we're in the free state of Florida. We've been here for 13 years now, Jeff.
Oh, that's right. Okay, right. It shows up online.
Formerly, Huntington Beach, and my phone number still is an Orange County number, but it's just that that's people, you know, people have been contacting me with this number for what, 30 years, so I've got to hold on to it. So, but I'm in the free state. I'm in the free state of Florida, where even Disney realized that they overstepped, you know, their lane, and it's already cost them $40 billion. And this is just the beginning because the governor here said, "Hey, you know all that free stuff you guys used to get? You know, forget it. It's gone. The United States of Disney is now over. You're coming into the fold, and you'll be under the jurisdiction of the state of Florida from now on."
Federalism at its finest. DeSantis is definitely a candidate. He's definitely running the country the way Trump used to when we were winning. You know, I think it's amazing. It's amazing how he's running. And I'm a big fan. You know, I mean, so like today, something to smile about, which is what our article is about, is that, you know, Denmark, right? Socialist darling Denmark ended vaccination programs today. So we have the first country in the world just threw out this vaccination. And meanwhile, here in Los Angeles, averting to in our state, people are still wearing double masks in their car, man.
I know.
It is really an allegiance to virtue signal, to be aligned with the fact that we want, you know, that they are aligned with abdicating personal individual liberty to a greater state. And if you want that, find a monarchy, an oligarchy, a theocracy, an autocracy, or a dictatorship, or a communist, cultural, Marxist, socialist regime, and you can vote with your feet and go there. But Americans are done. And this crazy thing in Los Angeles is, they actually reactivated on public transit, but they couldn't control the airport. Mm-hmm. So if you'll remember, and I put this right in the same place as the Paris Accords, if China and India aren't taking part in global warming and the climate change battle, which, you know, which is highly questionable, then it's not going to work. And in Los Angeles, there's no reason to go from all your contaminated areas and jump on to comply with the state. I mean, it is draconian, regressive, power hungry, and fortunately, you know, we have Rick Caruso. He's a Democrat, but he's running out here, hopefully going to break up the stronghold we have here on freedom. But you know what the article is about is funny. I actually got some people say, "Oh, it's a pretty light article. A lot of serious stuff going on." I'm like, that's not true, because our smile was repressed. Not only our breath, and when you look at people, Americans' eyes. There's a brittle kind of, when you see those crow's feet, it can either be stress or joy. But when you see a smile, man, you know what's going on. And we are the happier party. It's been studied and studied again and again. And if I can tell you, I went into the end of the article and I quoted something, New York Times, which says that conservatives are happier because we rationalize equality. A lot of people say, why are you being a mouthpiece for the left? I said, no. You rationalize the natural inherent inequality of life. Those distinctions are what protect us and will keep us free and from being homogenized, globalized sheep. And that is what these masks represent.
Well, you asked comedians today what kind of audience that they want to perform in front of, a conservative audience or a liberal audience. You know, liberals are just, they've lost their fun. They've lost their funny. They have no comedy. And, you know, so you hear these comedians would much rather perform in front of a, you know, a conservative audience because, you know, this is, like you say, to your point, conservatives have not lost their sense of humor. And, you know, and thank God for that, because it's going to be a while. And I'm sad for my, opponents, because they're so miserable. And just like with the mask mandate and coming out of all these, you know, draconian, you know, restrictions that we've had to endure for the last 2.5 years, it has brain damaged people. And the impact that it's had on our children. Even worse yet, as if it's not bad enough. And then these knuckleheads, as if that's not bad enough, they're going, oh, but, you know, but we got to teach him about sex. Well, wait a minute. He's 4 years old. What are you talking about? And because you question that, you know, the gray matter explodes all over the place, and they can't help themselves, the teachers' unions and everything, because they say parents have no right to educate their children. Since when? What are they talking about?
Yeah, no, it's, you know, and there's definitely some unhappiness there. You know, I love what Traeger has talked about again and again, and that is that, you know, it's really our actions and our cares. Like, happiness is not a drug we seek. It's not a hit of oxytocin or dopamine, right? It's the result of a good life well lived, right? That's the thing.
Exactly.
That really generate a wholeness and a happiness. Mm-hmm. But if we're putting government first, and government is going to solve our problems or remove the insecurity and de-risk America, we're going to de-risk America and take social justice and equity, and we're going to eliminate all the imbalances, and we're going to homogenize, protect everybody that we have there, then you're going to remove those individual acts of character which create American exceptionalism, which create the strength of our economy, by the way. That's why we're hurting so much right now, being repressed. You know, our country's being repressed by the actions of one homogenizing, overspending entity that doesn't have individual distinction. So when you lose individual distinctions of what makes you unique, you lose happiness. And they're
exactly.
A miserable party. It's mm-hmm. Trumpism, Vaxism, climatism, and racism. That's all Joe Biden has.
Well, people's gifts and talents have to be exercised and grown. That's what gives them a sense of fulfillment and joy, Judd. And when you know, pinch that off, this is the problem I've always had with unions, because they promote mediocrity. And the human spirit, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning is dreaming about excellence and being extraordinary. So it's contradictory to the way God has designed us. We've got more from Judd Dunning. Stay with us. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921.
800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right here, right now. Martinez.
Well, he's the author of 13 and a half Reasons Why Not to Be a Liberal and How to Enlighten Others. He's the president of the CU Media Group. 13 and a half. I guess maybe you just ran out of paper. You just couldn't finish out the other but, you know, but there's plenty of reasons, and obviously some core reasons here. You know, you'd mentioned earlier, just in quick passing, about what's going on at the border. And, you know, and I brought this up the other day, Judd, and I want to run this by you, see what you think, is that part of the responsibility of what's going on in the border, you know, the ugly side of it, the sex trafficking and the drugs, you know, we've got 80,000 young people, 18 to 40, number one. The number one killer of 18 to 45 year olds is drugs. It's drug addiction. It is fentanyl, which comes by way of China and the cartels that are just eating this up right now because they're just making a ton of flipping money. I mean, you know, Joe Biden been very, very good for the cartels, and they're very happy with it. And so here we have this this drug that's coming across, and then we have sex trafficking, and it is such an abomination and such a heartbreak. And I called out America on this issue, is that we have to take self-responsibility for this. You know, the drugs would not be flowing into the country the manner in which it is if there wasn't a market for it. We have become a market for drug addleness and drug addiction. And this is an indictment on us, we the people. And I know that may sound harsh, but it's the reality. If it wasn't a market here for drug addiction, fentanyl wouldn't be the issue. But it's a huge market here, number one. Number two is sex is a big thing, and it's out of control. And here we are, we're participating in sex trafficking. If we weren't so sex addicted and sexually aroused, and, you know, clearly, I mean, so weird and bizarre that we're pushing, I say we're in a corporate sense, you know, we're outraged because, you know, the state of Florida says, I don't think we should be teaching 4 and 5 year olds about sex. and sexual preferences and identity and that sort of thing. That's inappropriate. Why don't we wait till fourth grade? Why don't we wait like for never, in my opinion? But no, let's tell the schools. Like the schools should be the institutions teaching our kids. Like, I think that's the job of the parents. We don't need the schools. We don't need, the schools indoctrinating. They already indoctrinate our kids on too many things. But now we're going to have them be indoctrinated on sexual deviancy. So here we are. We've got these issues at our border because we've become a marketplace for sex trafficking, sexual perversion, and drug addiction. And so how much responsibility, Judd, should the American people, we the people, take because of our own moral shortcomings?
You know, I jumped over to Pluto last night by accident on my phone. And I had to sit there because I was watching. I saw this in Boston, in Massachusetts, where they became one of the first states to really legalize marijuana in the East, and the way that it flowed. And underneath the Chiron said equity and social justice and marijuana. And I was like, where could this be going? And there's a head of equity for marijuana in Massachusetts, and the entire staff was Black Americans, and the woman speaking was Black American, and it was a cultural adaptation of the CRT push, and it was completely there was no discussion of the impact of the drugs. So like, yeah, it's great, we took off, we're booming. This African American group of business owners now owns 20 of these, and they're thriving. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Weed has, and I know a lot of people in the police force who say that it's gotten so extreme that for a kid to jump over to a Xanax from weed is no big deal because it's so available. And then from there, Xanax has become fentanyl, and everything has become fentanyl because we've degraded our borders. There's a 350% increase in Los Angeles, 100,000. The biggest crisis we have is the death of people in addiction. I'm 25 years sober on June 3rd, and it should have been 35. I got sober in 1987. Mm-hmm. So I'm very active in the movement today. And it's interesting. There were 2 million people in Alcoholics Anonymous back in the 70s. There's like 2 million people now, and there's 34 million people addicted. We are in a massive crisis. And the pandemic also shattered the underlying structure. We have all these AA groups. There's like 2,200 in L.A. alone. Barely anyone goes because of mask fear. And millions, I'm telling you, millions of people are probably dying of addiction because they're closer to death because of the pandemic and what's happening at the border. So not only that, we're opening over. We have a big vulnerability there. And I'm going to tell you, I don't ever tell this story. I'll tell you a quick story, Bill. My kid was contacted through social media by a sex trafficker. I got to that guy. And I put him in jail and freed 9 other women. And he went down to Guatemala, and he was, because the sexual consent age down there is 11. Funny enough, our supportive Catholic brothers or whatever, they've got horrible sex law there. So there's all these sex traffickers that run through America. So they're pouring sex and they're pouring drugs through our borders. And now all these kids, my kid included, who dabbled in weed, one kid's doing great, one's having their own path. Is now addicted to fentanyl, and I'm $500,000 in 17 rehabs fighting what they open up at the border. My kid said to me, she said, I never wanted to be addicted to fentanyl. It just started showing up in Xanax. And that's a serious problem out there. So I'm personally affected by this issue, and I think Trump really, we're big fans of Trump. He really took it on the nose. And now, progressives, they don't care about people, Bill. They don't care, but they care about power and politics, and our kids are getting decimated by this.
Well, Judd, hopefully what I shared with you didn't sound discompassionate. I mean, we have to do something about it. And this idea of self-responsibility, and the values of AA, the STEP programs that they promote, it is a process to build up that spiritual aspect. That moral compass in individuals, because it comes down to the choices that we make, and we've got to understand that this is there must be a holistic approach to this. You mentioned the churches. The churches have checked out on some of these issues. They may give it some lip service, but the churches are are God's design and empowerment in order to deal with these issues. And I'm not, again, I'm not trying to be discompassionate. I hope you, that's not what people are hearing. I'm just saying, look, we need to consider this because it is a complex and it is a holistic problem here because we're losing our kids. I mean, you mentioned fentanyl and the creep in other drugs and how it finds a way. How many? I mean, I see mothers who've lost their kids because the kids have gotten, you know, they've somehow, well-meaning friends, like in this one story, there was this young girl who had an accident and she had a problem, you know, with a back injury. Went to the doctors, and of course the doctors give her Tylenol and that sort of thing, and evidently she was out of medication and was complaining of a back problem, and her friend says, well, look at here, I've got a pain-killing drug here. Had no idea whatsoever what was in that. She'd gotten it on the street or through some other access, and it was laced with fentanyl. And this young, beautiful girl in college dies.
Yeah, it's the Russian roulette of drugs. Absolutely.
Oh, totally, totally. And this is the stuff that's going on. So it's and we're not hearing about, look at America, we owe it in total as a corporate body to reassess our moral compasses and start taking responsibility and not participating in these agents, in these evil agencies that are killing our kids. I mean, you know, yes, we've got a messed up government that is, you know, co-laboring with the cartels. The cartels are making more money, more flipping money than they've ever made before, Judd, right now, at the expense of the American people. And Joe Biden and the Democrats are accessories to that fact. And, you know, but if America doesn't have their act together and their moral compass in line, they just kind of shrug and let it go until one day, guess what? It's their child. It's their child that they're going to, you know, it's their child's funeral that they're going to. And then they go, oh, now, you know, but then it's too late, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, we take that. I love this statement I heard when I was young years ago. It's like, this related to conservatives, and it was like, in our party, we take the high road no matter what. You know, of course, you can get really jaded about politics and who's out there and what they're doing, their constituencies and money and history and the power and abuse. But ultimately, conservatives, we take the high road no matter what. So in every situation where we might lose our agenda or pleasure or our neural pathways, we choose the action of character. And that's what you're talking about. And that goes back to our Judeo-Christian principles. That if I can get pedantic for one second, Russell Kirk said, we believe in a transcendent order or body of natural law, God to many Americans, which rules society as well as conscience. True politics is the art of apprehending and applying the justice which ought to prevail in a community of souls. So what you're saying is, hey, the higher calling is, can you set aside the temporal distractions of power, money, and sex and be good Americans and be good parents and be present? And that's the dialogue that's going to bring us home. I think we're seeing, Politico already said that we're going to crush in the House and the Senate in the fall. Politico, right? Left, center, left.
Right.
I'd say left. Mm-hmm. I'd say left of hard left, maybe.
Right
of hard left is really what Politico's about. But they're already admitting that. So, but now, do we have an uncontaminated election system? So our voices, our collective voices, if you look at it on a county level, Trump crushed the United States on a county level, right? And that suddenly disappeared, which didn't happen. So do we have free access to, Greg Kelly just said it, the U.S. elections were stolen, right? So he's talking about contamination. And there's a case right now with Stacey Abrams, if you're following her, that from the left saying, and it's being heard in court, that the election was rigged and tampered with. And the left is getting their time in court with the right.
Exactly. Judd, we got to leave it there. Look forward to having you back. Judd Dunning, thank you, buddy.
When I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experiments, fermentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Do the letter.